from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The international community steps up aid to Central America. The opposition sweeps to victory in Bermuda, and the West Indies finally arrive in South Africa. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. As the scale of the devastation from Hurricane Mitch becomes more apparent, international relief aid has been pouring into the stricken Central American countries. Presidents of four nations have appealed to lenders and creditors for help in the aftermath of a storm that has laid their economies to waste and which has taken an estimated 11,000 lives. The BBC's Kimberly Andrew Thomas reports.
The former U.S. President Jimmy Carter and French Prime Minister Lionel Jospin were among the first to support the pardoning of foreign debts of the countries ravaged by Mitch, while the German foreign minister said some of the debts should be forgiven for Honduras and Nicaragua, which owes $6 billion. Red Cross representative Mark Herson explains why debt relief is necessary.
There has been a huge amount of loss, infrastructural damage, people displaced. I mean, there's a lot to be done here, and I think not having the funds in the government's hands to do that, or in fact increasing the debt in order to pay for it, is not going to help anybody in the long term.